This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. GIA, Group Insurance Analysts, they are our insurance folks that we deal with. They're the only insurance company, and really not an insurance company. They are brokers, and we're going to explain a little bit more about that today, but really the only folks that we go to for all of our insurance needs, and hope you will as well. And normally we have Paula Nigro, the owner of GIA, in with us, and every once in a while, we're very specially blessed with Yana Long from GIA, one of the brokers there with GIA, and she's been there many years. So, Yana, it's great to see you.
Thanks
for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, boy, when you look at where your career started here with GIA and insurance, I mean, to see where the changes are today.
So many
and
changes.
Just the rates, changes, and the way a business is about, it's kind of crazy.
It is. It's actually mind-boggling. It is. I've been with GIA for over 9 years now, and I was just talking to a client of mine just yesterday, and I think I got her home insurance in 2000 and maybe 12 or 13. And she said, wow, how is it that my homeowner's insurance went from $580-something to $1,200, $1,300, you know, or $1,400 right. in such a short period of time, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But that's what's happening, and it's everywhere. It's health, it's home, it's auto, it's across the board.
Right. When you sit down with people, Paul and I, we always talk about you guys will do a complimentary analysis of our policies,
right.
which you probably hate when we say that.
No, I don't. I welcome it, actually.
I'm kidding. But, you know, what we always talk about, too, I mean, it takes so much work and so much time to go through, no matter what you're looking through for a client, and to think that that's free of charge to us as a client, because there's no guarantee that we'll do business with you after you've done all that work. So, I mean, there's
that's correct. But at the same time, it's amazing how many people have such expensive insurance that mm-hmm. the odds are there's a good chance you're probably going to be working with us.
Sure.
Once I can present you with what you have, what I can offer, hopefully something better, oftentimes something better in one way or another, and usually less expensive.
Yeah.
So I don't mind taking that time at all. And every now and then I have to say, you know what, stay where you are. You've got great coverage for a great price, and it's a good exercise. And if you want to do this again in a few years, we can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But more often than not, I mean, I quite frankly, I end up getting a new client and sometimes a new friend out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. So I don't mind one bit. And fortunately, I'm a people person and love to meet people, whether they become clients or not. Doesn't
right.
matter.
So a lot of different people in the office have different specialties, so to speak. So what is your
right.
main segment you deal with?
Right. Now, there are two different types of licenses someone can have, a property and casualty license and as well as a health and life license. Most of the brokers in our office have both. Some of them specialize just in certain areas. I actually do pretty much everything except for Medicare and group health insurance. Okay. Fortunately, my husband, John Long, that's all he does is health. So between the two of us, we can
right.
take care of absolutely every aspect that anybody needs. I started out in health and life, but my passion really is the home and the auto and the business. And at this point in time anymore, health is, I look at it as a service I'm providing, almost free of charge, and in some cases free mm-hmm. of charge. So if somebody does have home, auto, or business with me and they want to check health, I will absolutely be happy to help them. I'm not looking for any more new individual health as much as it used to, you know,
sure.
Because it's really become very difficult. You know, the premiums have gone sky high and they just don't want to pay us at all
right.
anymore for that. So they got to keep their costs down somehow, and that's one of the ways they're doing it.
Let's take auto first. Is that
mm-hmm.
kind of statewide, or are there some areas, kind of like the healthcare, where it's just exorbitant?
It's pretty much statewide.
Okay.
That it's
and
been
what
a,
brought all that on? Just
well, you know, you do see the attorney commercials out there, and they can afford the airtime for a reason. There are a number of factors, absolutely, and I don't know each one for each company.
Sure.
There are a lot of factors, but the biggest factor is the bodily injury payouts that they're having now. So the precedents are getting set higher and higher, so you know, when someone hires an attorney and has been injured, the payouts have just become so enormous. So they have to recoup that cost. This is the worst year that I have seen since I've been in the business in terms of the percentage rate increase. And all the years I've been doing this, it's been really, really rough. 15 to 25% across the board and I work with 8 different companies. Across the board, I've seen 15 to 25% rate increases on auto insurance. Mm-hmm. And people are calling me, and usually I'm calling them because I actually do lay eyes on every single renewal. Anybody over 20 or over, I'm calling. But they'll call me and say, Yana, I didn't have an accident. I didn't have a ticket. I didn't do anything, you know. But it's primarily the bodily injury along with other things. You know, hail.
Right.
Generally, it takes about 2 years for actuaries to catch up to losses. So people think, oh, okay, my auto went out because of that May 8th catastrophic historic hailstorm that we had
$1 zillion.
Yes.
And your area really got hit.
Oh,
where
we
you
did.
Guys were.
Yeah, we did. Every car in our lot got hit. Yeah. Somehow I was coming back from Wyoming that Monday, so I did not get hit, but everybody else did. So, and the people are saying, oh, that must be it. I said, no, not really, because we see those things about 2 years after the event. So, but the hail losses, although they were enormous, especially on homes, that's not the primary reason this year. We'll feel it especially next year. On the homes in particular.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yana Long is our guest. GIA is the company, Group Insurance Analyst. They're right in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Their number is 303-423-0162. And hit extension 137 or just ask for Yana. If you've got any questions, she'll be glad to help you. And, again, she's been taking great care of me for a number of years and is taking care of all of our insurance needs. So she will help you out. Again, that number is 303-423-0162 and extension 137 or just simply ask the operator there for Yana. So probably one of the most difficult calls that you guys can take is when someone – thinks they had coverage from and I'm not talking about with you because you're very thorough, but, you know, maybe they come to you, give you their business, and they go, hey, here's why we're leaving, because we thought we had this coverage, and our agent never told us about these things. And so many of these little add-ons, which will, and I don't really use add-ons, but things that are really needed in a policy, sometimes are very, very inexpensive, and somebody could have, for 12 or, you know, $50, whatever, a year.
Right.
Could have been covered.
Right.
But most agents that I call captive agents don't seem to think about all the different things like you guys do.
Well, it's, you know, oftentimes what it is someone's been with a company for 5, 10, 20 years.
Right.
And I'm not going to try to, you know, knock my competition that much. I would say someone starts out with a policy, they're young, they can only afford so much, and then they start working, they get a good career, they start a family, you know, they've got good income. And it's really, they need to review their policies every several years, or at the very least, every 5 years. Mm-hmm. Talk to your agent or your broker and say, you know, let's go over these coverages. Can you explain them to me? What do I have? Where am I lacking? So that's what happens oftentimes, is by the time someone comes to me, they've been with someone for so long, and they had no idea
mm-hmm.
how poor their coverage was. But I would like to think that whether they were captive or with a broker like myself, that person did take the time to go over every single type of coverage that is available and discuss what it means. I know that before I ever got in this business, no one ever talked to me about that stuff. No one ever went over. I understood comp and collision. We get that.
Yeah.
You know, the deductibles, we get that. And I remember years ago, way before I became a broker, I called Progressive Direct. Good company. I represent Progressive as well as an agent. But I remember asking the gal, well, she asked me how much I want in liability. I said, well, you know, what do I need? And she never really took that. Even though I asked the question,
mm-hmm.
she never took the time to explain it. She didn't ask about what kind of assets I have, what kind of income I have, or anything like that. So going back now, years later, looking at the policy I had, it wasn't very good.
Right.
So it's really important to find someone who does want to take that time. It's so important to take that time and discuss every possible bit of coverage that you have available to you and find out if that suits your needs and hopefully if you can afford it.
Right.
You know, buy the most you can afford to buy, quite frankly, because if you're going to need it more, you're going to really be happy that you have it.
Sure.
And I've seen many instances where people didn't.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, we get the calls, too, where people didn't have the different things with MedPay,
right.
All the different things. Then we'll get into some of these particulars shortly. But is it required by law for an agent to go through all these deals, or...
I mean, you're supposed to do your due diligence.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a step-by-step you need to do.
Checklist.
There's not a checklist, per se. Exactly. So you're supposed to do your due diligence and take care of that client. That's for sure. But there is no checklist to mark things off.
So let's go through just a little bit here in our first segment about auto policy. Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest misunderstandings kind of that people have? I mean, the language, I mean, I don't want to know what the language, I want, you know, and mm-hmm. that's good enough for me,
because right.
I mean,
right.
I don't need it, but I think people need to pull out their policies. We talk about doing this free analysis for them, but what are some of the coverages that people kind of get mixed up on?
Well, the most important piece, I think, is probably to protect yourself and your assets, not so much the body, but your bodily person, but your assets is the liability. State minimums here in Colorado are $25,000 in bodily injury for one individual, if you hurt somebody, up to $50,000 max for the total number of people in the vehicle, and $15,000 in property damage.
So if there's four people...
Yeah, the max payout's going to be 50 with no more than 25 going to one person.
And that ain't going to go far.
Right, and $15,000 in property damage, and I've seen a guardrail cost $20,000, let alone the Mercedes or the whatever,
right.
you know, that you hit. So... That's probably, I always tell people, the absolute minimum that I like to see is quadruple that, for like $100,000. Do I want to see more? You bet I want to see more. I'd love to see $250,000 or $500,000, because that's where these claims are coming in, and that's where these attorneys, you know, they're, mm-hmm. you know, those are those lawsuits that are causing these rates to go up. But you want to make sure you're protecting your assets, because if you don't have enough, you are making money, or you have assets. Once that $25,000 is exhausted, they're going to come after your assets and your future earnings. So that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Comp and collision, everybody pretty much understands. And how do you determine whether comp and collision you should have on your vehicle? It's a question of, well, how much would it cost to replace my vehicle? And would I be able to come up with that money out of pocket if I had to? So everybody's threshold is different.
Right.
For someone, it could be, you know what, if the car's only worth $6,000. Well, someone else would be like, my God, it's worth $6,000. I can't possibly come mm-hmm. up with $6,000. So that's a little bit different for everybody, that threshold. One piece that people don't know even exists sometimes is called uninsured and underinsured motorist bodily injury. So you can have as much in uninsured, we call it UMUIM for short.
Right.
You can have as much in UMUIM as you have in liability to others, you know, when if you were to injure someone. So that's when the other guy's at fault. Hits your vehicle, doesn't have insurance or does not have enough insurance, and you or anybody else in your vehicle is badly injured.
Mm-hmm.
So I always recommend carrying, matching what you have to liability. And that's an optional coverage here in Colorado. It's not required, but I always recommend having that. I've had people say, you know, come to me after the fact, not they weren't with me before,
sure.
but they came and said, man, I wish I had that. And even, you can even get that on an umbrella policy to extend above and beyond your auto policy, but not with everyone. So standard carriers generally don't offer additional $1 million on top of that.
Right.
So for example, I have a $500,000 in liability that's called combined single limit. You can do split limits like I explained, the 25, 50, and the 15. Or you can do something called combined single limits. So I have $500,000 in liability that can be used however. One person, multiple people, property damage is $500,000. And then I've got $1 million umbrella on top of that. So, and that only costs me about $200 a year, by the way. It's only, I mean, now if you got a 16-year-old driver, it might be $450 a year. But even still,
right.
if you have assets to protect, is money well spent. So that, and then I also have that additional uninsured motorist bodily injury on top of that, too. Because it's just extra protection for me if I get badly injured or someone else in my car does.
Yep. Glad to have Yana Long in studio with us, GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. Once again, if you want to get in touch with Yana and check out your policies to make sure you have the coverages that you need, give her a call, 303-433-0162. Her extension is 137, or simply ask for Yana. This is Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley. Glad to have Yana Long in studio with us. Yana is with GIA, Group Insurance Analyst, and you hear usually the voice of Paul Lenigro, the owner, with me every other Thursday. But glad to have Yana in studio with us, and Yana kind of takes care of all of our stuff that we have and does an excellent, excellent job. So I'm telling you, we're not trying to get you to leave any other company or your neighborhood agent or your friend that's been taking care of you, but you know what, if this was a medical issue you were having, you would probably go get a second opinion about something. And that's all we're saying, it's worth a second opinion. It costs you nothing with GIA for Yana to look over your policies, home, auto, all the things, and just see where you're at. Most of the time that we have sent clients to Yana, she's been able to save them money and, you know, increase coverage. But as she said in our first segment, every once in a while, hey, stay where you are for 6 months and we'll revisit this. So give her a call, 303-423-0162, and just ask for Yana there, and she'll be glad to help you out. Now, we were just talking during the break there, and you mentioned 20-year-old kids. I mean, Boy, you see a lot of young drivers now. Mm-hmm. What should parents do, if anything, when they go to add a kid just got their license? Because I would bet probably 50% of the boys are going to have wrecks. I don't know about the females, but the guys generally do. But should you look at extra coverages just simply for the fact of when you had a teenage driver, or is it mainly covered?
You should have those coverages in place regardless of whether you have a teenage driver. If you got assets to protect, you're just as you could have that accident too. This, you know, that black ice that happens in the winter, You know, you're a very safe driver. Maybe someone's kind of shoves you out of your lane, Doesn't hit you. So because they didn't hit you, it's not their fault. Next thing you know, you're driving over the median and hitting somebody on the other side of the highway. Right. So those coverages should be in place regardless of whether you have a teenage driver. Certainly should have them with a teenage driver too. Because we have so many different companies, and I have been doing this for quite some time now, every time I have a family who's got a teenage driver coming up, they may have been clients of mine for 8 or 9 years, and their kids turning 16. I say, okay, let's revisit in terms of their premium, and can I do any better? And I will say that I would say 90% of the time I am moving them. So I always say, okay, let's take a look. Or when I say, let's do at least a month in advance, and then I take their current insurance, add the driver onto it, see what it would cost, and then I run rates with all the other companies. What would it cost with those other companies? And more often than not, I'm moving them because it is. I mean, no matter what you do, it's going to be a very costly thing When you get a teenage driver. It just always is. But oftentimes, you know, if you shop around at that time, you're probably going to be able to find something better. You know, more often than not. I just had someone last, just about maybe 2 weeks ago, I have her with Safeco, and you know what? I'm keeping her with Safeco. But like I said, usually it's 9 times out of 10, I'm going to move them.
Right.
Because it's just so expensive. But it's real important to have those coverages in place, you know, regardless of whether you have that teenage driver. But I guess particularly, mm-hmm. if you've been kind of holding off on that umbrella, maybe, maybe now it's time to get that umbrella policy.
Sure. You know, the Internet's great, but I think it's hurt a lot of people, too, especially in this area of insurance, because, you know, you see all the ads and everything, and people just go online and fill out a little deal. No one's there to ask them questions like you do. And all of a sudden, they're like, well, man, this is so much cheaper. And I tell people all the time, hey, while we're looking at trying to save you money, we're also trying to get you the best value for the insurance. So, you know, while something may be a little bit more with you, I can guarantee you if it is.
Usually not, though.
Yeah, you're gonna get them better coverage.
Well, it's less expensive because they missed the UMUIM. We talked about the uninsured and underinsured. They didn't include the medical payments. There could be a lot of things that could cause it. But more often than not, those online raters are not going to be less expensive than us.
Okay. People, it seems like when they get into an accident, especially with a car they've had for a while, they never feel like they get the value from the insurance company. They always feel like, well, you know, I could never replace that for this.
Right.
So let's take it from the dealership standpoint, first of all. You go in, you buy a car. Have you ever had people call you, and then once you tell them the rate on the insurance, they're like, oh, I didn't know it'd be. What are some things that we can help people with? You know, the gap insurance, is that a good thing?
Question.
Good question.
Most companies do offer gap insurance. I'll be honest with you. You're probably better off getting it from the dealer. That's what I always tell my clients. Get the gap coverage from the dealer. It's going to be a better deal. Especially for, well, one very good reason is, especially since we shop our clients from time to time, gap coverage you can only add onto the policy when it's a certain age of a vehicle. And then all of a sudden that vehicle is 3 years old and I move you, I want to move you because I want to save you money from Travelers to Safeco to Progressive to whoever, I cannot offer that gap coverage anymore, possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
Right.
When you get the gap coverage with the dealership, it stays with you. Stays with the life for the life of the car until that loan is paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always recommend doing that. Now, when it comes to getting a new car, don't just go get the new car and then call me and tell me you have it. I mean, you can if money's not an issue, sure. But if money is really an issue and you really want to be careful and make sure that your premiums don't go up a whole lot, call your agent or your broker and say, you know what, I have some vehicles I'm looking at, and I don't care if it's 10 cars. Give me the VINs on them. Give me the VINs. I'll run the rates for you and let you know. And they can be vastly different.
Yeah.
Some vehicles are so much, and you wouldn't think it. It's not like you're looking at a Ferrari versus a Buick or something like that. These cars, you think they're not that much different from one another. However, they can be very different when it comes to the cost of insurance. So good idea to give those VIN numbers, not just the year, make, and model, because the VINs will give more detail. Does it have a backup camera? You know, things like that that make it more expensive.
Right. So if people want to, they pull out their policies, they want to kind of look over some of the things we're talking about, I think from looking at some stuff today, that was the declaration page.
That's correct, yeah.
All right. So what are they kind of looking for on there just to see about some of these limits and then maybe what you think they should call you to possibly increase?
Well, they don't have to look at it. Just send it to me.
Okay, that's the easiest thing to do because I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, because they're not going to understand everything that's on there. So it's best to send it on over to me and we'll talk about it. And I will mention things that I think might be lacking.
Right.
Or where I think that they should maybe consider adding or increasing or something along those lines.
And sometimes there's discounts, too, when they do home, auto.
Oh, there's always discounts with home and auto. Sometimes, on occasion, I would say maybe 5, at most 10% of the time, it makes sense to split them up. Sometimes one carrier comes in so much more reasonable on the auto, but another one so much more reasonable on the home that I will split them up from time to time. But that's rare because the multi-policy discounts, you know, it's a good 20%. And there are a number of different discounts, so they have to cap out at some point.
Right.
You know, they can't give you every possible discount and add them all up, and all of a sudden you got a 50% discounted. You know, they got to cap it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the multi-policy is huge. It's huge, yeah.
We're coming up to summer. A lot of people are going to be traveling, camping, a lot of things, and a lot of items left in cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you hear people, you know, cameras and equipment, maybe if there were hunters, firearms, whatever.
Right.
I think there's some confusion sometimes of what's homeowners and what's in the vehicle. So explain
and
that.
And it depends. It depends.
Okay.
So, for example, one of my carriers has several different packages. And their most expensive best package actually will cover up to $5,000 of personal property in your vehicle on the auto policy. Very unusual, not typical. And then if you have to put that claim in, and by the way, if it's $200 or $300, just don't put the claim in.
Yeah,
just don't.
It's not worth it.
Always give your agent or broker a call. Hopefully you have a relationship and you're not talking to just a general 1-800 number, because
sure,
they're not going to be able to give you that same advice. But somebody who's had that experience will say, tell me about the situation, and we'll talk about should you put that claim in. So in that instance, if someone did have, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 worth of stuff in their car, yeah, put it in on the auto claim. It's not going to affect your home insurance, which is fantastic. You don't want to put that claim in on your home insurance unless it's really expensive and you need to. So more often than not, personal property is covered on a homeowner's policy in your vehicle, in your hotel room, or wherever, you know, mm-hmm, you're traveling, usually up to 10% of your personal property limit on your home policy. So if you have $100,000 of personal property limit on your homeowner's policy, when you're away from home, they'll cover you for up to $10,000 worth of your personal property.
Gotcha.
When it's away from your home. Okay. But yeah, on occasion, yes, an auto policy will cover it. Extremely rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they still require a lot of receipts and different things?
Well, like receipts are some way that you can prove.
Because I'm horrible at keeping receipts. Yeah.
I always recommend, certainly when it comes to anything that's electronic, keep a spreadsheet or something with that, or some kind of documentation, even if it's just a folder in a, you know, in the bank or in a fire safe box. Right. That shows the actual model and serial and all that stuff. That's very easy. You don't even need a receipt to reproduce that.
And we're going to talk about home stuff in our next segment, but every phone of ours will take pictures, and you've always said
that's
pictures
right.
are excellent.
Pictures are excellent. Videos are excellent. Upload them to the cloud. You don't have to worry about a fire destroying that. It's always going to be available to you in the cloud. So really great idea. Do one room at a time, you know, or do one section at a time, mm-hmm, and upload it. So it's impossible to do in one day. So
sure,
say, you know what, this weekend I'm going to do my master.
Right.
Next week I'm going to do this, that, whatever.
Gotcha.
But it's a good idea.
Mentioning summer, everybody's going to be, you know, boating, ATVs, all the different things like that. And you guys help with that.
Of course.
Because you have my ATV insured with you.
Right.
So a lot of response. I mean, every year, though, you'll see different people, you know, get severely injured, killed sometimes, all that. The coverage is on that. Are they much like the auto? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So get as much different coverages as you can get. Okay.
Yeah. So someone doesn't have, they're riding an ATV and you know, they don't have insurance and someone gets injured or killed, that's why you have that uninsured motorist bodily injury again.
Gotcha.
That's that optional coverage here in the state of Colorado, as is medical payments. It's another optional coverage here in the state of Colorado. Medical payments is going to be more expensive on a motorcycle or an ATV, then it's going to be on an auto. Because guess what? If you get hit, your car's not there to protect you, like, you know, the airbags and things like that. So that can be pretty costly on a motorcycle policy.
Right. And so let's say people have property and they have a whole bunch of people over and everybody's riding, you know, all that. Does that go, and somebody has an accident, would that go under that homeowner's policy?
No, if they're riding their ATV and their ATV is insured, then it's going to go on the ATV policy.
Okay.
If they're using their ATV to take care of their property only, then that falls under the home policy.
Okay.
But that's not typical for most people. For most people, it's a toy.
Okay, yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah.
I have a UTV.
Once again, Yana Long is with us from GIA. 303-423-0162 is the number. Extension 137 is what you need to dial after that. And ask for Yana, and she will get you fixed up. So we're going to talk about home a little bit when we come back, all the things you need to know for your home policy, and a lot of things there we're going to cover. But again, have her look over your policies for you. It's absolutely free of charge to you. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give her a call, 303-423-0162.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide.
Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Yana Long is with us and talking all things insurance today and trying to help you out with some of the things to help you make you realize you need to know what's in your policies and do you understand your current policies. Don't trust just someone that maybe you've been dealing with for a lot of years that they've got you covered. Give Yana a call at 303-423-0162 and let her just take a second look at all these things that we're talking about today. Now, a couple of things we're going to wrap up here on, like, auto and different things. You mentioned another coverage there.
Right, and the break, yeah. So when someone feels like they don't need collision coverage because they could afford to replace the vehicle or they just don't think the vehicle is worth that much, it's not a bad idea to throw on something called uninsured motorist property damage in lieu of the collision. It's cheap, 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 very, very inexpensive. And so what does that do? That takes care of you in the event that the other guy causes an accident and destroys your vehicle or damages your vehicle, mm-hmm. and they don't have insurance. And sadly, that's somewhere between a quarter and a third of all the people driving around in Colorado. It's just pretty scary to think about. So I've had people come to me and say, this is what happened, and say, well, if your agent had just thrown on uninsured motorist property damage for $12 a year or something, they would have gotten, something out of their vehicle after a certain deductible, usually around $250 deductible, and they would have been able to at least walk away with something. Wow. So that's something I like to throw on when someone doesn't want collision, because, and I sometimes don't even mention, I just do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you do some of the vintage cars. And
oh, yeah, classic vehicles,
like,
sure.
Yeah. What's the most expensive one you got? It's your
I certainly have a few of them that are over 100,000.
Yeah.
Not too many, though.
Right.
But, yeah. That's amazing, actually, too, is how inexpensive they are to insure. And they're insured for agreed value, so if something happens to your vehicle, you're going to get that full amount. Whereas a typical vehicle, like most of us driving mm-hmm. around, it's what's called ACV, actual cash value, depreciated. And it's always depreciated more than you think it should be depreciated.
Yeah.
So it's real important if you do have a classic vehicle that you have it insured properly.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's oftentimes, quite frankly, can be less expensive than insuring it as a typical everyday user. Now, you don't want to drive it 10,000 miles a year.
Sure.
It's got to be a low mileage usage. But it's a really good idea to insure it that way, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. A couple things I want to go back and touch on real quick on the auto policy, because this was something I found out a couple of years ago. MedPay.
Yeah.
That's money you don't have to pay back, correct?
No. Yeah.
So to speak.
No.
I mean that's
of course.
I mean that's your money, and so just talk about that and what you recommend people should have on MedPay.
Right. So MedPay is one of those other things that in some states it's required. In Colorado, it's not. Medical payments is there primarily to cover for those medical bills, those immediate bills if you get sent to the hospital, emergency room or whatnot. But you have to provide those receipts.
Sure.
They're not going to cut you a check just because you got injured.
Right.
But you have to provide those receipts, and then they will pay those receipts. It's not like you have to go through an enormous process to get those things paid. It's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so for most people, typically, I would say 90% plus people who have medical payments is $5,000. Some companies' maximum is $10,000. Some companies' maximum is $25,000. For most people, $5,000 is usually the right number. And think about your deductible or your max out-of-pocket on your health insurance, which this day and age, for most people, is on the high side. You know, $5,000 will cover most, if not all of it, but at least most of it.
Right.
So I highly recommend that. I have $5,000. You know, you can always price it out, say, hey, what would it be for 10, and do you want to pay that difference? It's up to you.
Sure.
Yeah.
When do you recommend when people have, I'm not trying to make it a legal show here, but when people have an accident and it's not their fault, should they call you or you know, just let you know that they've been in an accident, even if it's not their fault, or only if it is their fault?
No, certainly. If it's not, either way, of course. And if they...
Just to let you know.
Just to let me know. Yeah. Absolutely. I want to know that stuff. You
sure,
bet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I would think that would be good.
That's very important. I need to, I want to know, and I want to follow up and see how things are going and things like that. So,
and you know, Paul and I, we were talking one time, and you know, the companies that you guys deal with, because I hear some nightmare stories out there where people got really cheap insurance, but then trying to get paid from them is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Where, you know, your companies are.
Well, they're all certainly A-rated or higher.
Pretty good, yeah.
All of them are A-rated or higher. Technically, the coverages are all supposed to work the same, but sometimes some of the companies can be more difficult to work with than others. And that's an advantage of having an agent or a broker. I am not going to knock Geico. Geico is a good company, but you don't have a person to go to. You never have a person to go to.
Right.
So you want that person in your corner. And there have been times, auto-related accidents or claims on homes, hail-related, where I've had to get in, I've had to step in, I've had to get involved, I've had to go meet the adjusters at the house, or I've had to do whatever because I feel like it's not fair what they're offering the client or not offering the client.
Right.
Or something like that. So that's where it's nice to, whether it's a captive or somebody like myself who represents a lot of different companies, having that relationship and having that person in your corner is unbelievably important.
Absolutely. All right, home.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, prices like everything else.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Not as bad as auto, but it's bad. I'm seeing 10 to 15% rate increases across the board from all of my companies this year.
Wow.
And I think we're going to take another hit probably in a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Roof.
Yes.
Is a big area.
Oh, sure.
Of the home. And something that I think a lot of people don't understand their policies on of what they're covering.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Things are changing. Things are changing big when it comes to roofs. When I first started in this business, almost everyone, pretty much, it was just a flat $1,000 deductible, and your roof would be replaced at 100%. Not so much anymore. Even two of the carriers that I offer have gone to what they call depreciated roof schedule. So the older your roof is, not only do you have to come up with your deductible, they will only pay out what the actual cash value, or depreciated, basically, value of that roof is. So,
right.
And what that value is depends on what the material is. So the older the roof is, the less percentage you're going to get replacement on that roof every year. A lot of companies are moving to higher mandatory wind and hail deductibles. They'll leave the all-peril deductible, meaning everything but wind and hail, at $1,000. But they're going to make the wind and hail deductible a minimum of, say, $2,500. Or a lot of companies are moving to a percentage wind hail deductible. So if your house is worth a $300,000, if it's not worth, you're only covering the house, you can't cover the land. But if you cover the house for $300,000 and you have a 1% wind hail deductible, that's $3,000. I've seen 2% wind hail deductibles. That's $6,000 deductible that you got to come up with. So that is a huge change on our landscape just in the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening a lot. Pay attention to your renewals. They have to tell you that they're doing this. They'll tell you about it, but you have to read it. No one has to speak to you. No one has to call.
And we
you.
Don't read.
We call.
Yeah.
I call when those things are changing. I tell my people, and I usually shop. But yeah, it's a big change.
Right. There's been a lot of scams in the roofing.
Oh, yeah,
thing,
you gotta
a lot.
Be careful.
And so what do you recommend if people feel like they have hail damage? Do they call you first? Do they call a roofing company first?
No, call me first.
Okay.
Call me first, and the first thing I do is I don't like to start a zero claim, $0 claim that won't get paid out. So I'll say, ask, you know, if your neighbors if you have a good roofer that they have. I have someone that I recommend highly. He's a terrific guy. I always say send someone out first that's reputable to take a look. They'll be able to assess it and say, yeah, this is worth putting in a claim, or it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely make that phone call first. Don't just call and put in a claim. Unless, of course, your roof is falling off. You know,
right.
It's, you got tile, you know, all over
the
ground.
In the living room.
you know it's bad, then yeah, sure.
Sure. We talked about videoing a little bit of stuff in the car, different things that you own, but you talked about a minute ago, you know, going room by room.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes drawer by drawer, you know.
Really?
Depending. Well, it depends on what you have.
Yeah.
You know, it does. In most cases, but
sure.
Certainly, it's certainly at least room by room. And when it comes to the electronics, keep that information with all the serials and model numbers and everything somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And then we're seeing millions of apartments going up around.
I know.
So
I know.
Renters.
Yes.
Insurance
yes.
Is something. And, you know, like I say, we've gotten calls before with Haystack Help, people going like, what can we do? And I'm like, well,
it's
did
so
you have
cheap.
Renter's insurance? And like,
so
that's why I wanted to bring it up, because it's so inexpensive.
It's so inexpensive. And you know what? Oftentimes half the price of that, maybe you can get a renter's policy for $145. Half of that money you could probably get back just by having a multi-policy discount on your auto. Your auto's going to come down for having a renter's insurance policy. So that's going to cover a big chunk of that. Renter's insurance policy. It's not going to cover just, not only your personal property. I mean, that stuff adds up a lot faster than you think mm-hmm. it does. Not only that, but it's going to cover you for liability. So, you know, somebody's out there skiing or boarding on the mountain and they run into somebody, that's liability. That extends outside. You know, people think homeowners, liability only on my roof or my property. Not so.
Right.
It goes with you. Wherever you go, your liability goes with you.
Right.
On your homeowner's insurance policy or your renter's insurance policy.
What about these storage facilities? We're seeing a lot of those even come. I mean,
yeah.
Really nice ones. When you put things in a storage, mm-hmm. you know, that place may offer something. And mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't know them. I know you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would you recommend getting some
usually
kind of policy?
From the storage, usually from the storage company, I would get it, probably,
oh, okay.
Depending
okay.
on how much you've got in there.
Right.
Most home policies, and everybody's a little bit, every company is a little bit different, but most home policies will extend, again, 10% of your personal property will extend outside of your home, so in storage. So if you have $100,000, again, on your homeowner's or your renter's insurance policy, $10,000 of that is going to more than likely be covered when it's off-premises.
Okay.
So if $10,000 is going to be enough for that storage, then that might be just fine. Call your agent or your broker to say, find out how your policy works. With Travelers on their old policy before they changed their policies completely in November for new business, not old. Mm-hmm. So if someone has a two-year-old Travelers renter's policy, guess what? 100% of their personal property is covered in storage. Very unusual.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yana Long is our guest. GIA is the company, Group Insurance Analyst. E-GIA.com is the website. You can reach Yana at 303-423-0162, and her extension is 137. And let her take a look at your policies. You know what? Hopefully you don't need it and don't get into an accident or have any kind of property damage. But besides the sick feeling of going through that, a sicker feeling is not having the right coverage. Don't let that happen to you. Give Yana a call, 303-423-0162. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley. Glad to have Jan along in studio with us from GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. Check out their website, e-gia.com. And Jana's direct line is 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162, extension 137. Yeah, I can remember when we first started our Sportsman of Colorado show, a gentleman named Wally called in.
Yeah, Wally Godby, a long-term client of mine. Yes,
and Wally, you know, has is a faithful listener to our show, advertises with Rush to Reason, all the different things. But, I mean, I just think of his frustration. He said, hey, I've got this motorcycle, and I can't remember all the things, but had this motorcycle, couldn't find people to do different things and all this stuff. And I said, call Jana. But that goes to show right there that, I mean, the work that you do versus others, and I know you're not here to prop yourself up, so I'm going to do it for you. But, I mean, you do a great, great service. And we've mentioned you guys are brokers, and I don't want to skim over that because some people, every person I talk to, and I say they're brokers, and they go, oh, well, that means they're the middleman and there's markets.
No,
and I mean, that's usually the case, but not in this case.
Not
so
in this instance.
Talk
no.
about the advantage of GIA and what a broker right. means to us.
Right. So broker versus captive, basically. So captives are the State Farms of the world, the Farmers of the world, where all they can sell is their one product. With brokers, and that's and their allegiance is to that company.
Right.
Where we're different is we are brokers in that we work with a number of different companies across the board for every type of line of insurance. So our allegiance is to our clients, not to any company. So we're always looking out to make sure that that person is getting the best coverage for the best price. And quality coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we differ. And when those rates go up, that's why oftentimes people don't hear from their captive agents, because what are they going to do? There's not much they can do. Now, sometimes what they can do is they'll offer them like a new, like they come up with a new home product. Well, and I think it's okay that I say this. You know, Allstate's a good company. They come out with a new home product. Well, guess what? They got the depreciated roof schedule now. So, you know, are you doing your, yes, maybe you save a little bit of money for your client, but all of a sudden you're doing them a disservice. And I've actually had people come to me and who had just moved to Allstate from me. And I said, do you realize that you have this depreciated roof schedule? What are you talking about? So all of a sudden, yeah, no, I'm going to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the beauty is that if things do change, and they do change with my companies too, that I can move people.
Sure.
MetLife is a company I represent. Great company, very good company. This month, I have to shop again for one of my clients because they're actually moving to that kind of a roof depreciation schedule upon renewal. Now, most companies will do it on new business. So
right.
if you have an old policy with them, they won't change your policy on you. But MetLife, in this instance, is doing that. They're moving to a roof valuation. Guess what? I'm shopping. He didn't ask me to. I know about it. I'm going to shop for him
mm-hmm.
and present him with his options.
Right.
So.
Business insurance. I want to hit this in a couple ways here in our last segment. But, I mean, I have a policy with you mm-hmm. when I go and set up and do
right.
shows and different things like that. So talk about kind of a couple of the areas of business things that you offer.
Well, pretty much any business that you could possibly think of. But the one area that where people kind of get caught up a little bit and think that, oh, yeah, this premium's great. And then all of a sudden they get what's called an audit. They end up forking over a lot more money. And that's when those are for people that are in the trade, okay? Contractors and, you know, people who handyman or whatnot or anything in between. So you need to make sure that those guys a lot of times have subcontractors, and it is extremely important that they make sure that their subcontractors have insurance. Because if they get an audit, and I've had people say, oh, absolutely, they have insurance. And then, you know, I even put it in writing and I save that. I save that in our electronic files and get audited. Next thing you know, he owes $4,000 extra because, well, we want to see those people's certificates of insurance.
Yep.
And he couldn't produce a one, not a one. So
a homeowner should have, if you're doing a job.
Sure.
Ask the contractor.
That's a separate thing, yes. Okay. So I'm talking about the guys that are the general contractors. They need to make sure that their subcontractors carry insurance because they might have to carry. If they don't, they have to pay for the insurance that those guys, for the period of time that those guys work for them. Absolutely. If you're having someone do something on your home, it's a good idea to ask for a certificate of insurance. Mm-hmm. So that proves that they have that liability. Because what if someone does some wiring in your house, next thing you know, your house burns down?
Right.
You know, oops.
Yeah,
I would like to have. It doesn't cost. It doesn't cost them anything to get a certificate.
Right.
Just to provide you with a certificate does not cost that person that's doing the work on your home a dime.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And Paula's even said, you know, he said, if you want to be extra, but, you know, take that. It'll always have your number on there, or whoever issued the insurance company, whoever. Call and just make sure. Hey, I would just want to make sure this is still intact.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just being extra.
Yeah. That's being extra careful. Technically, the onus is on the agent or the broker. If a policy cancels midterm for one of these guys that's doing work on your home, they're supposed to notify you. Anybody that they've sent a certificate to, they're supposed to notify when the policy cancels, but most people don't.
Right.
So it is not a bad idea to double check if that, you know, once you've had that certificate, if they come back in 3 months or something like that.
Right. Let's talk about just a couple of dates here. Well, I don't want to put you on the spot because I didn't tell you about that. Open enrollment.
Okay.
Is coming up.
Yeah,
so
in the fall.
In the fall. People are going to have to be getting with that. And so that time is insane.
It is.
For you guys.
It is.
Yeah.
And every year is a little bit different. There's always reasons why some years are more difficult than others. When we had carriers pull out, like 2-3 carriers in 1 year, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got hundreds of clients that all of a sudden they have to move. They don't have a choice. You know, some people can just ignore and go, okay, my rate increase is $100 and I'm just going to have to suck it up every month.
Right. Yeah.
But if a company pulls out completely, then wow, we have to move those people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, I think it was two or three years ago where I worked for 2.5 months straight with 1 day off, and that was Thanksgiving Day, and right back to work the next day. I mean, not 1 day off except for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah. It was nuts. Up until Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the way you guys say it on the website. You say your allegiance is to us, the customer,
absolutely,
not the insurance company.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the thing that, you know, all the people that, you know, I've sent there and come through the show and all the different things say that it's nice to know that every time you call, extension 137, you're getting you on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, like you say, you go to these centers and call centers and different things. I mean, how responsible are they for what they tell you? I mean, there's nothing you can prove, whatever, and it's just nice to have.
And they're not going to have that connection.
Yeah.
You know, it's a relationship. It's
sure.
absolutely a relationship. I feel like I have a relationship with all my clients.
Right.
You know, I really do. And I get to know them individually. And so I know who they are when they call me. And I know what their needs are, what their concerns are. And it's just great to have that relationship. It's just key.
Mm-hmm. Life insurance.
Yes.
Let's touch on that just a minute, okay? Because most of our audience is older than younger, and but I was just recently looking at something because mine expires, in 7 years or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and it's much cheaper to get it at 60 than 70.
Sure.
Whatever. So, any tips just on people should think about life insurance?
Wow, there are so many different types of life insurance. It's kind of hard to go over in just a handful of minutes. So there's a different. For some people, maybe it's just, I want to make sure that, you know, my kids are covered through college, or mm-hmm. I want to make sure that if I were to pass, the house is paid for so that my wife doesn't have to worry about it, or whatever.
Right.
That's a pretty simple term type thing. But life insurance can be very much used as a tool for your retirement,
mm-hmm.
too. The gamut is wide. It's huge. So, you know, just give us a call and we can assess what you're looking for out of your life insurance policy. Is it just to cover those bills, or do we want to have something for retirement?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you love about, I mean, it seems like what you do is so intense, you know, because you want to be correct on everything and looking through the numbers and policies.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Hey, just do one policy at a time. Take one step at a time. I'm very passionate about it. I mean, it's like, who could love insurance?
You can feel that through the radio,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Who could love insurance, right? Who knew? Because, I mean, I really do. I love what I do. But I'm also I'm talking to people all day long, and that's why I love it so much, because it's all those relationships and making sure that I'm taking care of my people. I'm very, very passionate about that too, and making sure they have the best insurance. So much so, and I work crazy hours, that I get to look at my own insurance about once every 5 years. I don't have time for me to shop my own insurance, and that's okay.
Right.
I know what I've got is good. I just can't shop it for price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when people just look at life insurance, and like I say, there's so many things real quick here. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to another question because I think this is a better one.
Okay.
On the deductibles, a lot of people will pick things just by deductible, and you've always kind of had a little strategy there. So I want to talk about that.
Right. So we're talking about auto insurance,
auto,
really.
Right,
it's comp
right.
and collision, more so collision than comprehensive, because of the two, collision is the more expensive coverage. For obvious reasons, it's the more likelihood of having to use that
sure.
insurance. So when someone comes to me with either a $500 deductible or a $1,000 deductible, I will initially quote an apples to apples every time so that I can give a comparable and see, am I beating the price? And once we get down to, okay, this is looking good, all right, well, let's talk about what if we increased it, or other way around, what if we decreased your deductible? What would the savings be, or how much more would it cost to? And you know, for me, it's kind of, everybody's number is going to be different, but if I figure that if within a five-year period, I'm ahead of the game because of what I saved, then I'm better off with a higher deductible because I'm not likely to have a collision in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't had a collision in, I'm not going to say how old I am, but let's just say decades. So, you know, once you get to the point where it's about 5 or 6 years and all of a sudden you've made up for that by saving the money,
right.
okay, then get the higher deductible.
Mm-hmm.
But I always do an analysis. I'm a numbers person. I love that sort of thing. So I do the math for them, and I just say, okay, you know what? You'll be ahead of the game, all things remaining equal, within about 12 or 15 years. Don't change your deductible. Keep it lower. You know, so it's a case-by-case basis
sure.
on each person and vehicle.
All right, great. Well, it's been fun. Man,
likewise.
Hour flew fast.
Sure did.
But great to see you and great to have you in. Give Yana a call, 303-423-0162. Again, that's 303-423-0162, and her extension is 137. And she will take great care of you. Again, check out their website at e-gia.com. Yana, thank you. It was very
Thanks
fun.
For having me.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Again, we want to thank Yana and GIA, and most of all, thank you for listening. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.